For a few moments Poirot walked in silence. Then he said, "They are very pretty, these histories you recount to yourself." She stopped. She glared at him. "They're true. They're all true." Again she stamped an angry foot. "Yes," said Poirot. "They are certainly ingenious." She cried out, "They're true, true!" Then angrily she turned from him and ran down the hillside. Poirot stood looking after her. In a minute or two he heard a voice very close behind him. "What did you say to her?" Poirot turned to where Dr. Gerard, a little out of breath, stood beside him. Sarah was coming towards them both, but she came at a more leisurely pace. Poirot answered Gerard's question. "I told her," he said, "that she had imagined to herself some pretty stories." The doctor nodded his head thoughtfully. "And she was angry." "That is a good sign. It shows, you see, that she has not yet completely passed through the door. She still knows that it is not the truth. I shall cure her." "Ah, you are undertaking a cure?" "Yes. I have discussed the matter with young Mrs. Boynton and her husband. Ginevra will come to Paris and enter one of my clinics. Afterwards, she will have her training for the stage."
"The stage?"
"Yes, there is a possibility there for her of great success. And that is what she needs, what she must have. In many essentials, she has the same nature as her mother."
"No,"
cried Sarah, revolted. "It seems impossible to you, but certain fundamental traits are the same. They were both born with a great yearning for importance. They both demand that their personalities shall impress. This poor child has been thwarted and suppressed at every turn. She has been given no outlet for her fierce ambition, for her love of life, for the expressions of her vivid, romantic personality." He gave a little laugh. "Nous allons changer tout ça." Then with a little bow he murmured, "You will excuse me," and he hurried down the hill after the girl. Sarah said, "Dr. Gerard is tremendously keen on his job."
"I perceive his keenness," said Poirot.
Sarah said with a frown, "All the same, I can't bear his comparing her to that horrible old woman, although once I felt sorry for Mrs. Boynton myself."
"When was that, mademoiselle?"
"That time I told you about in Jerusalem. I suddenly felt as though I'd got the whole business wrong. You know that feeling one has sometimes, when just for a short time you see everything the other way round. I got all het up about it, and went and made a fool of myself."
"Oh, no, not that,"